This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. But ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
Friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys. And, of course, all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean. Want to give a quick shout-out to Joe Messina, the real side from California, for taking the show over for the last 2 days. We were called to go to Nashville real quick. We were there on Monday. We came back Tuesday. So we are back in the saddle again to rock it, as we say here, doing the stuff in the ministry, as we call it, here in the sonsoflibertyradio.com. Folks, I want to let you know real quick, if you want to jump online, you can do that. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, and or SonsOfLibertyRadio.com. Those two pages interact one with another. Or you can go over to Facebook, Bradley Dean, double E, Bradley Dean, double E. That's BRADLEEDEAN on Facebook, and or my Twitter account for what it's worth, Bradley Dean 1, Bradley Dean 1, double E, double E. If you'd like to call in at any time over the next 45 minutes, please do. 1-866-582-9933, 1-866-582-9933. We're going to take a, actually what we're going to be doing, friends, I got a couple of things going through my mind right now, but what we're going to be talking about today is, first and foremost, is Congressman McDermott said that you can get people to do anything with the use of fear, and we're not talking about a filial fear as a son or a daughter to God the Most High. We're talking about a diabolical fear, and we're going to be talking about that in just a couple of minutes, as well as at least 12 released Guantanamo detainees implicated in attacks on Americans. This is crazy stuff again, friends. I just want you to think. I'm not going to imply. I'm going to give you the facts, not my opinion. And I want you to judge by the fruit, not by taking politicians for face value. And I want to see what you come up with at any time that you would like to call in. 1-866-582-9933. If this is the first time listening to the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, do remember that this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that? Because it's a terrible place to be. Again, 1-866-582-9933. It's a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. Let's jump over to sonsoflibertymedia.com really quick. What is going on in your world? Was this an assassination attempt on WikiLeaks founder Julian Assange? We also have on sonsoflibertymedia.com, I want you to listen carefully. As a matter of fact, I'm trying to pull this quote up real quick because what we're finding, again, friends, we have an international war criminal. His name is George Soros. They're actually finding now that he is the operative behind the Democratic Party. Again, friends, let's not get caught up into the Republican Democrats. We have one constitution, not two. Also keep in mind it was George Soros who said the main obstacle, listen to what he said, the main obstacle to a stable and just New World Order is the United States. He said this idea happens to coincide with the prevailing opinion in the world. So America, you're a stumbling block to the rest of the world, to those that want to establish a new world order. That's why you're under an incessant attack by these operatives, these little useful idiots, minions, devils, whatever you want to call traitors, Judases, and the such, are doing to you and your country. And the reason that's happening is because you've committed the act of treason towards God. That's just a fact. And what's happening, Numbers 32:23, is your sin is finding you out. Also read Isaiah 59 when you get a moment. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. We also have California women, listen to this, tried to smuggle military jet engines and drones. This is just crazy stuff, folks. She was trying to actually smuggle military jet engines and drones to China. She only gets 4 years in prison. Keep in mind, they're also calling for a new world order, as is Russia, as is the Pope of the Catholic Church, as is Barack Hussein Obama. So therefore, you, again, judging them by their fruit, understand by their fruit as to who's responsible for creating all the chaos, because remember, they can create a new world order out of the chaos that they create. If you looked at history, you'll know exactly what I'm talking about. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. Federal judge orders Hillary Clinton to answer ethics questions from watchdog group. See what happens when your consistency is up to par, your perseverance, your importunity, your resilience to deal, folks, your relentlessness is a better word, to deal with your enemies, folks, because what happens is every time I turn around, I see the American people stand up, and when they mean what they say, they always win the day, and that coincides with God is willing to give the church what it's willing to fight for, but you got to first fight the good fight of faith, right? SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. You ready for this? Oh, this is wonderful. In Canada, you may have heard just during the break just a couple moments ago, now in Canada, in their military, the Muslim women can wear their hijabs, okay? And it's interesting, over in Canada, they're the ones attacking the Christians more than anybody. So if you want to know who means to control you, find out who means to silence you, and then therein, only in therein, will you find who wants to control you. And there you have it. They're giving power over to the Muslims, a dangerous political ideology, through totalitarianism and authoritarian government, friends. They want to rule you as they use the Muslims and the homosexuals, friends, as a political battering ram to upend who you are. They're doing it over in Canada. They're doing it over in Germany. They're doing it in France. They're doing it in Belgium. They're doing this globally in unison together, friends. Have you figured that much out yet? I hope you have. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. Canada. 20-year-old Muslim steals airplane, crashes it into mall, and then the father blames the police. Do you understand that? This is totalitarianism. They pull your hair, they smack your face, they perpetuate the crime, and then they accuse you of the crimes that they're guilty of actually committing. Got that? Good. God-given rights, man-made anti-rights, and why safety nets are immoral. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. We also have here, oh, interesting, this is just lovely. Hillary's future chief of staff worked for an Islamic journal that blamed America for 9/11. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. You know, it amazes me how the people that should know the difference between right and wrong, how they'll give power over to the enemy. I see so many emails coming in. I'm afraid that Hillary's going to become the president. I'm afraid of this and I'm afraid of this, all concerning Hillary's criminal administration and who she's affiliated with. Well, you know what? Why don't you quit taking counsel from your fears and actually bring forth judgment concerning those that are violating the laws? And then if you do that, you're going to set the fear where it belongs, and it'll be diabolical concerning those that are committing the crimes rather than the innocent who are not committing the crimes. But the reason that you're in that position is because you're committing crimes against God for failing to fear His face and refusing to fear the face of man. That's when and only when you'll set it right. Remember what Thomas Jefferson rightly said. He said, those that fear the government, hey folks, there's tyranny. But when the people fear the government, there's tyranny. When the government fears the people, there's liberty.
It was Dietrich Bonhoeffer who said the ultimate test of a moral society is the kind of world that it leaves to its children. We all know that the young people are the future and hope of America, and yet why are we not investing in them? We find that most politicians who are raising thousands and in some cases millions of dollars are not interested in the up-and-coming generations, but in only funding their own campaigns so they can continuously play the game of politics without resolve, with no change, and that leaves Americans on the losing side. Isn't it about time for the truth to be heard and to sincerely restore America back to the founding principles that made it great? For the past 20 years, we here at the Sons of Liberty have been fighting the good fight of faith to make sure that our freedoms are preserved for all generations to come. And if you desire to see our nation restored, then please support our work by becoming a son or daughter of liberty. It's as easy as going to sonsoflibertyradio.com or sonsoflibertymedia.com and clicking that button that says Become a Son or Daughter of Liberty. Join together with us in fighting the good fight of faith and taking back America unto Christ.
We had a government takeover of our healthcare system, but is our retirement next? Hi, Bradley Dean here. It's happened already in 14 countries in the last 6 years. Governments paying off their debts by seizing a portion of their citizens' bank and retirement accounts. We're $19 trillion in debt and there's $18 trillion in retirement accounts. Do the math. Is our country wanting to do the same? Get the facts. My dear friends at Landmark Capital have the facts. CEO David Fisher wrote the white paper on how to protect your retirement and bank accounts from government seizure. Transfer your 401k or IRA into physical gold and silver and take possession. You heard me right. Take physical possession. No paper, real product with no tax liability. Call Landmark Capital at 877-448-2646. That's 877-448-2646 or landmarkgold.com. That's landmarkgold.com.
Wildfires, hurricanes, tornadoes, earthquakes, a crashing economy. Are you ready? At best, your local stores have a 3-day supply of food. Will your family have to fight over what's left? Are you willing to gamble your family's safety that it'll never happen to you? Be wise and be ready with 25-year shelf life Wise Food Storage. Wise Food Storage provides affordable, ready-made gourmet meals with a super long 25-year shelf life. Meals like pasta Alfredo, cheesy lasagna, breakfast, dessert, drinks, and snacks. Just add water and your family is eating delicious food instead of fighting for scraps in a food riot. Try it free. Order a no-obligation free sample meal delivered right to your front door. And for a limited time, get a 10% discount and free shipping on all orders. Once done, you're set for 25 years. Be wise and be ready with Wise Food Storage. Call for your free sample now. 800-775-9353. 800-775-9353. 800-775-9353.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, 1-866-582-9933. We're going to get over to at least 12 released in Guantanamo. The detainees there were implicated in attacks on Americans once again. The numbers are staggering that have been released from Guantanamo Bay under Barack Hussein Obama. We're going to get to that in just a moment here. Hey, folks, check this out, sonsoflibertymedia.com. Bahrain Prince donates $32 million to Clinton Foundation, gets access to security of state. Folks, you know, you may want to take some time and examine the Word of God for yourself to understand how spot on the Word is prophetically. And when you go to, again, Deuteronomy 28, and you read the whole of it, you'll find 15 blessings and you'll find 55 curses. In America, in their state of delusion, the delusion that God has sent forth, that strong delusion to a disobedient people, they're still waiting on God to bestow the 15 blessings in their disobedience, while in fact they're under the judgments of God, and it's raining, in fact, the judgments of God, and they still haven't figured it out that. They still haven't figured it out, friends. But when you look at it, you want to see the specificity concerning the Word of God as to what's going on. Bahrain Prince donates $32 million to Clinton Foundation. This is what's important. Gets access to security of state. Folks, you can see the apple doesn't fall too far from the tree. Under Bill Clinton back in the 90s, Bill was actually, he was going to be impeached, Article 2, Section 4 of the United States Constitution for ChinaGate, where he was actually selling the Chinese military American military secrets. They are giving access by committing the act of treason against we the people to our foreign sworn enemies that mean to destroy us. Now we're seeing today, Bahrain Prince donates $32 million to the Clinton Foundation, gets access to the security of state offices. Now, how does that work? Well, Judas sold out Christ for 30 pieces of silver. She sold out the American people for 32 million pieces of silver. You see how that works? But this is what's happening in your country today, friends. Okay? And again, I want you to remember, we're not talking about a third world country here. We're talking about what's going on in the United States of America. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, Nazi collaborator, in fact, George Soros works to enlarge electorate by 10 million voters by 2018. Again, friends, remember, Hillary Clinton does not have the support, neither does Barack Hussein Obama, and you need to understand that everything they're doing is premised on a lie, and yes, I need to tell you this again, because you're listening to too many conservatives that don't want the facts, or they don't know the facts because they're too cowardly, as they capitulate in the face of the enemy, as they take the food that's been thrown and the scraps have been thrown off the table onto the floor, and they are taking it for face value, and they are reporting what's given unto them. They're not telling you the truth, friends. If they had the support, why do they need the illegals coming into this country? SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, Muslim gangsters harass, pick a fight with the Sicilians. The Sicilians beat the Muslims with bats and pistol whip them so badly, one's in a coma. Hey, folks, you should listen to these Muslims. And I've seen ISIS, these created terrorists called ISIS. It's interesting when they get caught and they actually have, when they're in the middle of those that have actually captured ISIS, folks, they act like little kids. They're scared to death. But they're willing to kill anybody and everybody for a little money, right? And so they can go to heaven and have as many wives as they want, and they can sit up there with the pedophile prophet Muhammad, when in fact it's not heaven that they're going, it's hell where they belong. But folks, look what happens when they responded. I'll tell you what, you can sit there and listen to them whine like a bunch of fat babies with wet diapers on, friends, looking for mama to give them a warm bottle of milk as they're getting beat down because people stood up to them and their crimes against humanity. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. You ready for another one, friends? This is going to continue until you put your foot down. Shock report. This isn't a shock report. This is common sense. We were just in the airport yesterday. We were in the airport on Monday, folks. We see it all day. And in fact, I have noticed over and over and over again, and so is my son. Every single time I can remember going through the TSA, every single time they are picking on some old person that is in a wheelchair. Every single time. And every month of the year, friends, I'm somewhere different in the United States of America. Every single time they're picking on old people. Every single time. And the people that work for the TSA, they operate under a pretended authority, and you can see it. They are not qualified to do the things that they're doing. And furthermore, and first and foremost, it's a violation of the Fourth Amendment of the Bill of Rights, friends. They have no business putting their hands on you, going through your bags, giving you orders, strip searching you, putting you through a scanner. But as long as you're okay with it, and folks, what's terrible is I've heard people say, oh, I'm glad they're there. What a fool you are. You deserve not the liberty that has been given and which has been bestowed upon you. If you are that foolish, folks, look back to Germany. My little kid, when he was 5 years old, the first time that he's seen TSA, he said, this reminds me of Schindler's List under Hitler's Germany. Of course it is. Same thing. See, they're accusing everybody that goes through that airport as a terrorist. Every single American. But folks, if you want to come in illegally, don't worry about that. They get a free pass. All a part of the judgments of God. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. TSA invited Muslim leaders to study airport screening process. You want me to say that again? TSA invited Muslim leaders to study airport screening process. Hey, folks, do you realize that everybody that's on television or on the radio is doing you a disservice if they're not telling you that your sin is finding you out before God? Because of all that which is taking place today, it's because of what the good people, as they call themselves in this country, tolerate. And that reminds me again of what Edmund Burke rightly said. Evil prevails because good men do nothing. How good are they? Well, they're so good that God looks upon them and says, you know what, you silver reprobate? We're going to judge your nation for what you tolerate. But look what we have now. The TSA has invited Muslim leaders to study airport screening process. And folks, before you drive into the airport, don't forget about if you see something, say something. They want you to turn in your neighbors, folks. That's what they want you to do. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. And by the way, just so you know, according to the DHS, you, America, a constitutionalist Christian, you are, or pro-life, or whatever the case might be, anything American, friends, if you stand on the side of who we are concerning our constitutional and Christian heritage, you are an enemy of the state. I should get a big T-shirt that says enemy of the state. Praise God. And if you look to history, friends, you'll find that the state is responsible for the more murders of its own citizen than any other entity, person, or creature. It's always the state. It's always the government's, friends. And this government is out of hand, and it's un-American. It's foreign to the American Constitution. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. And why are these things taking place in our country? Well, if you look on SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, you'll see that the pastor, who has no business leading the church whatsoever, first the apostle, then the prophet, then the teacher. Why is the pastor leading the church, friends? Maybe that will explain to you why nobody concerning the 300,000 pulpits that remain silent when they should stand up. It should tell you that they're out of their call. They're whores and they're hirelings and there's nothing more. We have these teachers, and I know people love to heap up teachers to itch their itching ears, but here you have another woman pastor who has no business teaching anything in the church. As a matter of fact, the Bible says the woman is to be silent in the church and to learn from her husband at home. I know people don't like that. That's a little sexist. And whatever else you might want to say. But the fact of the matter is, it's the Word of God. It was Eve that was deceived. It wasn't Adam. Sorry, but it's a fact. Pastor, this woman pastor says the Bible is not the final authority on sex and ethics. Why is America in trouble? SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, children of the American police state. Just another brick in the wall. That's by Mr. Witherspoon, not Witherspoon, John Whitehead. Rutherford Institute attorney, second to none, great guy, black and white. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. Oh my goodness, leaked memos show George Soros responsible for social media censorship. Wow, look at that. The international criminal, he can come over to America because in America, it's free to come over here and do what you want to do, according to the people. It's free. They have the freedom to do whatever they want. It's called licentiousness, friends, not freedom. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. Federal judge again orders Hillary Clinton to answer questions. U.S. commander warns, listen carefully, America, how long have I told you about this one? We will defend ourselves if we feel threatened. Don't fall for it, friends. They are the ones responsible for creating the world of the wars. Ask Carl Deunitz, the one that said the politicians are responsible for bringing Adolf Hitler into power. And I want to get to one more, and I think you need to hear this one, friends, because it's pretty important that you understand what is going on in your country. Former Gitmo jihadi arrested. Former Gitmo, charged with being top ISIS recruiter and commander. Well, he was released under Barack. He goes back and he starts the war against America again.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson. Injury Help Desk is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention prescription antibiotic drug users. Have you or a loved one suffered an aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm after taking the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox? These popular antibiotic drugs have been prescribed more than 80 million times since 2004, and medical studies show an increased risk of the following injuries. Aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, and abdominal aortic aneurysm. If you or a loved one used the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox and suffered from aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. You may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
This is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. A General Steel building can save you as much as half the cost and time of similar conventional construction. And we're offering rebates of up to $20,000 to help you build today. Call General Steel for free information that could save you thousands. Call 866-91-STEEL.
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 Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At contractorexam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, contractorexam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.contractorexam.com today.
I was just talking about right before the break here, friends, former on sonsoflibertymedia.com, former Gitmo jihadi arrested, charged with being top ISIS recruiter commander. Wow. It's wow. You know, it's just getting to the point of being wow. I mean, that's all you can say is wow with a smile on your face and saying, you know, Molin Labe. What else do you say? You know, Bradley, Bradley can only beat the sheep so much. No. Wait a second. Before they flee, wait a second. If they're sheep, they're not. Did you ever hear the story of the little sheep that wouldn't stay? Well, the good shepherd one day took his staff and he broke both of the legs in the front concerning the little sheep that wouldn't stay. He was disobedient. He kept running away from the flock. You know, keep in mind, Scripture tells us all Scripture is given by the inspiration of God for what? Reproof, corrections, forms, instructions, and righteousness. The commandment is a lamp, the law is light, and reproofs of instructions are the ways of life. In thy faithfulness, thy word, in thy faithfulness, Lord, you have afflicted me that I might learn thy statutes. But to those that don't understand and those that don't have ears and don't have eyes to hear and see, friends, keep in mind that correction is grievous to those that forsake the way. Well, this little sheep, he didn't understand. He didn't understand that God chastises those that he loves and scourges those that he loves. Why? That they might be profiters and partakers of God's holiness, Hebrews 12. Also what the sheep did, and he kept running away, and the shepherd took his staff, and he broke both of his legs in the front. What he did is he took that little sheep, he put him around his neck, and he kept him there until his legs were healed up, until he learned the voice of the good shepherd. So when you say to me, Bradley, you know, you can only beat the sheep so much, you know what? If you're not the sheep, keep in mind, unless you eat my flesh and drink my blood, you have no part with me. That's okay. It was a hard saying. Who can understand this? Because keep in mind, the Christ always says back, just like he did to Peter, will you also go? And what did Peter say? Because he was born of the Spirit of God. What did he say back to him? Lord, you have the words of life. To whom shall we go? Exactly. So if you end up on the sonsoflibertyradio.com on a daily basis and you feel like it's being too hard, I want to ask you, what am I being hard on? What is it that you don't like? I'll tell you what you don't like if you don't have ears to hear and eyes to see is the truth that confronts you in your lawless lifestyle. Let me tell you something. Let those that name the name of Christ depart from lawlessness. Also read Titus 2 when you get a moment. Okay? It talks about real grace. And when you understand really real grace, friends, you don't sit there and tamper and play or use the grace of God as an occasion for the flesh. And nor do we want to be a part of that. So, therefore, let's stick to what the Word says. And if we do that, guess what? We're going to be okay. And again, if we go back to what it tells us in the book of Titus, chapter 2, I want you to listen carefully, okay? This is grace, okay? For the grace of God that bringeth salvation, liberation from sin, hath appeared to all men, teaching us that denying ungodliness and worldly lusts, we should live soberly, righteously, and godly in this present world, looking for that blessed hope and the glorious appearing of the great God and our Savior, Jesus Christ, who gave himself for us, there's the cross, that he might redeem us from all iniquity, lawlessness, and purify unto himself a peculiar people, zealous of what? Zealous of good works. Why do they do the works? Because they've been saved. They don't do the works to get saved. They do the works because they're saved. The Bible tells us in verse 15, Titus chapter 2, these things speak and exhort and rebuke with all authority. Let no man despise thee. Do you have ears to hear? I hope you do. Let's get over to this really quick, friends. At least 12 released Guantanamo detainees implicated in attacks on Americans. I'm not going to tell you the source as to where I got this from until after I kick off some of the highlights here. The Obama administration believes that at least 12 detainees released from the prison at Guantanamo Bay, Cuba, have launched attacks against the United States or allied forces in Afghanistan. Now listen carefully. This is what I want you to hear. Obama released them, and these that he has released are guilty of killing about a half a dozen Americans, according to current former U.S. officials. In March, a senior Pentagon official made a startling admission to lawmakers when he acknowledged that the former Guantanamo inmates were responsible for the death of Americans overseas. Of course they are. Isn't that the objective? Extortion 17? Operation Red Wing, isn't Afghanistan, isn't that Iraq, unconstitutional wars, Americans dying, breaking down our ranks so we can be overcome? Hey folks, the cards are being stacked against you. Haven't you seen this for a long time now? Break down their numbers so no longer can they resist. Bring in illegals and overtake. Hello? The official, Paul Lewis, who oversees Guantanamo issues at the Defense Department, provided no details, and the Obama administration has since declined to elaborate publicly on a statement because the intelligence behind it is classified. Let me tell you what it means when they say classified. We're committing crimes, and we don't want you to catch on to what we're doing, America. This source, which I'm going to name at the end of these highlights, has learned additional details about the suspected attacks, including the approximate number of detainees and victims involved in the fact that while most of the incidents were directed at military personnel, the dead also included one American civilian, a female aid worker who died in Afghanistan in 2008. The officials who spoke on the condition of anonymity to discuss a sensitive matter declined to give an exact number for Americans killed or wounded in the attacks, saying the figure is classified. Hey, your dead sons and your dead daughters, it doesn't matter. This is classified. Because if we tell you the actual number, we may awaken the American people to the fact that it's their sons and their daughters that are being used as dumb, stupid animals, only being used for foreign policy. I didn't say that. None other than the pedophile Henry Kissinger did. How long are you going to tolerate this, friends? We're talking about your sons and your daughters that are dying, and the government doesn't want to tell you how many have been murdered in their service. Lewis' statement had drawn scrutiny on Capitol Hill. Oh, well, I feel better about that. Where some lawmakers see the violence against Americans as further evidence that the president's plan for closing the prison are misguided and dangerous. Really, folks? Misguided and dangerous? Really, folks? Misguided and dangerous? Who's releasing the detainees at Guantanamo Bay that are known terrorists back to go attack America on another day? The President of the United States, the foreign agent in the White House, and people, those that represent we the people, are saying that he's misguided and his decisions are dangerous? With known dead Americans because of this administration, once again comes to the light? And well, the representative said, well, he's just misguided, and this is very dangerous. I wonder how they would respond if it was actually one of their sons or one of their daughters. Well, I'll tell you what, that's how we should respond no matter whose son or whose daughter is being killed in these unconstitutional wars, making a little jing, folks. Making a little jing for the military complex, right? Making them a little money. It doesn't matter. Hey, folks, tell them to send their kids. Hey, like our forefathers. When our forefathers called for war, friends, guess what? They were the first ones to go. Now they just send your sons and your daughters, and you, America, seem to be okay with it. And then once they are killed, the government says it's classified information, and we're not going to tell you how many have been killed or how they've been killed. We'll just give you a little letter from the President of the United States and tell you how heroic they were in the service of corruption. Lewis' statement had drawn scrutiny on Capitol Hill. They also described the administration's unwillingness to release information about the attacks as another instance of its use of high levels of classification to avoid discussion of a politically charged issue that could heighten political opposition to its plans. Folks, look what they're after. One U.S. official familiar with the intelligence said that 9 of the detainees suspected in the attacks are now dead or are in foreign government custody. Well, why did Barack Hussein Obama release them in the first place, folks? He's attacking you, America, while he's working for your enemy. The official would not specify the exact number of detainees involved, but said it was fewer than 15. All of them were released from Guantanamo Bay under the administration of George W. Bush. Of course, he's just as guilty as hell as Barack is. There's no question about it. Wow. I mean, just think about it, folks. These folks are getting older every day, just like me and you. And life is but a vapor. And these folks think they're playing games. You know, I can just imagine the likes of Evil Poppy, President George Bush Sr., who by inside intelligence agencies that are willing to come out and tell you the truth, folks, are saying and have said that he's the most evil man alive. I wonder what he's thinking, and now that he's coming into the end of his 80s. He's on borrowed time. You know, the Bible tells us that no man is able to keep his soul alive. I wonder how that's working out for him. They were probably promised something back in the 20s. Now they're getting old and they're dying, and they know that they're going to die. They realize that they've been lied to by the great deluder. Now it's going to be too late. Listen to this. The official added, notice how they used the words official. I mean, as if to say that they're above the law. The official who's above the law, the official who's above the law, who refuses to give you the truth, America, the official, folks, you have it backwards. There's more of an accountability for those officials to tell you the truth than to lie to you. We're going to come back and we're going to finish it off, friends. At least 12 released Guantanamo detainees implicated in attacks on Americans. And why am I talking about that? Well, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, former Gitmo jihadi arrested, charged with being top ISIS recruiter commander. Who let him go? Yours truly, the foreigner that's allowed to stay in the White House.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
The main thing that I like about Sons of Liberty Radio is it changes a paradigm from being fearful Christians to being Christians who go out into the society and actually try to make a difference. A lot of times people have the outlook that everything's going downhill and all we can do is wait for the coming of Christ, but Sons of Liberty was one that addresses the issues that are going on and takes them as a paradigm of hope.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
For me, it was the big S class from the 90s. Beautiful. My friend's dad had one.
The SL. All of the SLs. I've been watching those since I was a kid.
I think the 1971 SE was the first Mercedes that just blew me away.
Everyone remembers the first time they saw one and the day they began to long for a Mercedes-Benz of their own. Well, that day may be a lot closer than you think. With a certified pre-owned Mercedes-Benz, you can experience the luxury and safety Mercedes-Benz is famous for at a price you can afford. Beautiful SUVs, sedans, coupes, and convertibles that are factory certified and covered by an unlimited mileage warranty for up to 3 years, so you can drive without a worry for as far as you like. And during the certified pre-owned sales event now through August 31st, you can receive 2 years of complimentary prepaid maintenance and 0.99% APR financing on select models available through Mercedes-Benz Financial Services. You've waited long enough.
See your authorized Mercedes-Benz dealer for complete details and limitations on certified pre-owned warranties. APR offer available only to qualified customers. Call 1-800-FOR-MERCEDES for details about costs and terms.
It's National Make-A-Will Month at LegalZoom.com, so it's time to take care of your will or trust. LegalZoom makes it easy. They're not a law firm, so there's no office visits or paying expensive hourly rates. Instead, you could save over $100 with LegalZoom's will or trust estate plan bundles. And if you don't know whether a will or trust is right for you, don't worry. You'll work with an independent attorney available in 48 states to get advice on what you need. Do the right thing this month at LegalZoom.com. LegalZoom.com.
We use mobile devices right against...
mobile devices. Hey, 1-866-582-9933. Folks, talking about former Gitmo jihadi arrested, sonsoflibertymedia.com. Hey, he's charged with being the top ISIS recruiter commander. Barack Hussein Obama went and released him on you, America, on your sons and your daughters, and it's classified information. They can't tell me how many of your sons and daughters, your daddy and mommies and your uncles and aunts and your neighbors and perhaps your grandpas and grandmas that were killed in their service, in their corrupt service. Bunch of watchdogs over their drugs. Over their transference. Hey, folks, over their money transfers. Did you see today that Barack Hussein Obama, they admitted now that that money that was sent over to Iran was money to use as ransom to pull some people back? Why is there so much money going to your sworn enemies concerning Iran? They want you dead. They want you destroyed. Well, look to the White House. Look at Valerie Jarrett, friends. She's Iranian. They'll be made the head and you'll be made the tail, says God. In his heavy hand concerning judgment. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. Do check it out. We've been talking about the at least 12 released Guantanamo detainees implicated in attacks on Americans. I want you to begin to listen to the numbers coming up here. And I also want you to listen to the representatives. Listen to their spinelessness. Listen to their vanity. I mean, they're cowards is what these people are. Listen carefully. Military and intelligence officials responding to lawmakers' requests for more details, had provided lawmakers with a series of classified documents about the suspected attacks. One recent memo from the National Counterterrorism Center, NCTC, which was sent to the House Foreign Affairs Committee after Lewis's testimony, described the attacks, named the detainees involved, and provided information about the victims without giving their names. Well, that's pretty convenient. Why aren't they telling you who committed the crimes? Why aren't they telling you their names, friends? Who's funding these terrorists, friends? I mean, there's so many different ways we could go at this right now. Lawmakers are prohibited from discussing the contents of the memo because of its high classification level. That's all they have to use is the word official, as if, again, they're above the law, and the word classification, and they don't have to tell you anything because you fall for it, America. A similar document provided last month to the office of Senator Kelly Oyette from New Hampshire, a vocal opponent of Obama's Guantanamo policy. Policy was so highly classified that even her staff members were with a top secret clearance level were unable to read it. They derive their just powers from the consent of we the people, and once they're there, then they don't tell us what's going on, when in fact they're supposed to be serving us, we the people. Okay? There appears to be an inconsistent and concerted effort, and a concerted effort by the administration to prevent Americans from knowing the truth regarding the terrorist activities and affiliations of past and present Guantanamo detainees. This representative, Mrs. Kelly Oyette, urging Obama to declassify information about how many U.S. and NATO personnel have been killed by former detainees. Hey, they're just useful idiots. Stupid, dumb animals, said Henry Kissinger. To be used for foreign policy, it doesn't matter. It's only your kids, America. Representative Edward Royce, California, Republican, it's got to be a good guy, who chairs the House Foreign Affairs Committee, has also written legislation that would require greater transparency surrounding the transfer of Guantanamo detainees. The administration is releasing dangerous terrorists to countries that can't control them and misleading Congress in the process, Royce said in a statement. The president should halt detainee transfers immediately and be honest with the American people. Listen to how they're attempting to negotiate with this foreigner in the White House. He should be. No, okay, America, the law states he's not above the law, and if he violates the law, then there's consequence for violating that law. Just under 700 detainees have been released from Guantanamo since the prison opened in 2002. 700 of them! Now there's only 80 left. Secrecy about the top security prison perched on an inaccessible corner of Cuba is nothing new. Matter of fact, the Bush administration for years refused to provide a roster of detainees until it was forced to do so in a Freedom of Information Act case in 2006. To this date, reporters have never been able to visit the camp, a classified facility that holds 14 high-value detainees, including the five men on trial for organizing the September 11th, 2001 attacks. Why are they that stay in the people's White House protecting them that are committing the crimes and even releasing them to attack America on another day? Why are they allowing them anonymity? Why are they protecting them, friends? I mean, that's a pretty fair question, isn't it? Administration officials say that the recidivism rates for released in Guantanamo concerning the inmates, those that have been released and then committed the crime again, remain far lower than those for federal offenders. Now, according to a recent study, almost half of all federal offenders released in 2005 were rearrested for a new crime or rearrested for a violation of supervision conditions. Oh, well, hey, you know what? Go ahead and attack America at will, and we'll just let you go sooner or later so you can do it again, and we'll continuously reallocate the taxes that the American people are paying us, and we'll give you money, and if you go back to jail, well, we'll put you up for another 10 or 15 years with three squares a day. Don't worry about it. We're not paying for it. The American people are paying for it. And apparently, these corrupt officials say, well, and apparently the American people are okay with it because they let us do it. They let us get away with whatever we want. Among foreigner, these foreigners in Guantanamo, the detainees, the total number of released detainees were are suspected or confirmed of re-engaging crimes against the United States of America are 30% of those that have been released. Nearly 20% of those who released prior to 2009 have re-engaged in militancy, officials say, compared with 4-5% of the 158 released by Barack Hussein Obama. Now, we're talking about your government releasing them that supposedly attacked us on September 11th. Both Bush and Barack are protecting them and then releasing them, giving them anonymity so you don't know who they are, then re-releasing them only to commit another crime on We the People on another day. This explains why President Bush isn't crying out or decrying Barack Hussein Obama. This reveals, it uncovers who these people are every step of the way. Friends, when I go to think of what Robin Cook said again, former intelligence agency, what he said, hang on a minute, I'm doing live radio, and I want you to hear what he said because this is so telling as to what's going on here. And let me tell you as well, I don't mean to bottleneck my message because I only got a couple minutes left. I wish I had another hour. I want you to know that it was the Washington Post that released that information. And the reason I was over there is because today Pamela Geller published that former Gitmo jihadi arrested, charged with being top ISIS recruiter commander, was posted. And saying that again, going back to the Bushes and to Barack Hussein Obama, folks, there is no difference. There's strong ties between the Saudis and the Bushes. We know that George Bush Sr. was calling for a new world order. You can go online, you can see him say it for himself. He said we can create a new world order out of chaos that they are creating globally. And yes, ISIS is created by the United States of America, this administration. We already know that, but I've been telling you this for years now. But now because the state-controlled narrative is finally agreeing to it because the people have been awakened after the fact, hopefully not too late, guess what? Now everybody's starting to understand what I've been saying for the last 6 years. Bradley, I can't believe it. How did you know that? I know we're onto something when we're onto something. The Lord is faithful. So all we have to do is stay in the Word, and He'll speak through us, friends. He always does. We also know that President Bush's daddy, George Bush Sr., his daddy, which would make it George W. Bush's grandpa, Prescott Bush, in 1945 was indicted, actually, for financing Hitler's war because they were funding him. I want you to keep in mind, Prescott Bush was funding Hitler's war, where 405,399 of your finest, your daughters and your sons were murdered by the German regime while the Bushes were financing it. I'll get to Robin Cook on another date. Check it out, sonsoflibertymedia.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists. Get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow. A new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Do you ever feel like you're being watched? Like someone or some company is tracking your every move online? I know I do. That's why I trust Private Internet Access VPN to keep me safe when I'm online. I use it to encrypt my traffic and use an anonymous IP address. Private Internet Access keeps your internet traffic safe from unwanted eyes so you can finally feel safe. $40 a year for peace of mind is a no-brainer. Sign up today at PrivateInternetAccess.com. Once again, that's PrivateInternetAccess.com.